The horses, Merrylegs, a fat, jolly, dappled gray pony, and Ginger, a tall chestnut. They all became great friends. The first time the new horse carried his master, he remembered his mother's advice and did exactly what Squire Gordon wanted. Mrs. Gordon and their two little girls were at the door when they came back from the ride.
"We couldn't want a better horse," Squire Gordon told them. "What shall we name him?"
"He's really quite a beauty,"
said Mrs. Gordon.
"What do you say to calling him Black Beauty?"
"Very good," said the squire. "Black Beauty shall be his name."
And so it was. Black Beauty enjoyed many happy years at Squire Gordon's. He loved his master and his mistress and their children, and he enjoyed carrying them on his back or drawing them in the cart. He also loved John Manley, the coachman who drove them when he and Ginger were put in double harness in the big carriage. One day, a new stable boy named Joe Green came to help John. He was young, but he was willing and wanted to learn. Soon after Joe came, Mrs. Gordon became suddenly ill in the night. John saddled Black Beauty quickly, and off they went for Dr. White. It was a long, hard run through the village, over the hill, on past woods and fields, 8 long miles at a full gallop. Dr. White was in bed, but he dressed quickly, mounted Black Beauty, and dashed back as fast as the tired horse could go. John, the groom, walked all the way back. When the doctor and Beauty returned, little Joe Green took care of the weary animal. But he didn't know that Black Beauty should have had a blanket. And he let him drink much too much cold water. By morning, the poor horse was terribly sick.
Stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid, he starts to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run. The lowlife brought back this dope machine gun.
He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed out ahead, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night, good night, good night.
Knock him out the bar. Knock him out, dude.
I am here in studio with reigning champion of notes from a two-girl sex show DJ, Dalen Poland. That's right, Dalen Poland. I don't know if any of us heard that. Okay, so I'm sitting here a special guest. Love this neighborhood. People just always dropping by. You know, you never know what hour. Mr. Dalen Poland, reigning champion of Notes from a Two-Girl Sex Show DJ, our infamous call-in, listener call-in game show.
I'm
sponsored.
Back.
Yeah, sponsored by Taqueria Cancun. This is, again, another day of firsts. We have never had a returning champion come to play again.
Where's my
perfect
robe?
Timing.
Did you forget my robe? I dropped it off, supposed to be dry cleaned.
Oh, my God. I did. I totally forgot to pick it up. That's okay, because we know you'll be back again. In fact, it's almost like Jeopardy, where every time you win, you just keep coming back the following week until you finally lose. maybe we can make that happen like that. Just doing a little typing here, and we're gonna get to that game. Right on time. Perfect timing at 1:40, 20 to the hour here. Are you getting a little... Our background music today has been Star Wars themed. I'm not exactly sure what point this is here. Oh, there we are. What do you think? What scene is this? Oh, this is...
Opening credits?
No, it's something close, though. It's like an overture, I think. An overture. All right, so we're getting our stuff set up here for... Notes from a Two-Girl Sex Show DJ. So, Dale, what's new in your life anyway? What's been happening? How's the restaurant?
Fantastic.
Or the bar?
Getting my last week until I take off to Bali.
Oh, Bali. That so should be
fucking exciting.
Beautiful. What are you doing there?
I might bring my own notes back from...
Definitely. What are you doing in Bali?
You know, beach time.
Just chilling. You going surfing?
I'm not a surfer, but I'll probably hit the waves. It's world class break, so how can I not swim out there and get my head thrown into the sand?
Totally.
At least once or twice, right?
Ah, totally. I am not much of a surfer. I tried. I could never get. I couldn't stand up. I could get like to my knees, and then it was done. You know.
Got to do your push-ups.
Yeah, you really do. Really do. All right, folks, it is 1:40, and it is that time. Notes from a two-girl sex show DJ with Dalen Poland.
Reigning champion. I'm back. Got my gloves
He's
on.
He's back. That's right. I am your host, Frosty Nugs. Dalen Poland, are you ready to play?
I'm warming up. I did my jumping jacks, my push-ups, and I'm ready.
All right. Well, we are almost there. We'll let the music, you know, the theme music is good, so we let that play for a minute. Really let people soak up the, you know, entertainment values here from the Two Girls Sex Show DJ. All right. Okay, here it comes. Oh, that was it, wasn't it? All righty. Oh, why do they always do that part, though? Our game show doesn't have commercials. That is ridiculous. All right. I didn't expect this music, but hey, we'll go with it. The time was 4 p.m. It was 4 p.m., folks. In the audience, we had 3 to 5 people.
3 to 5?
3 to 5. They were coming and going, you know.
3 to 5.
They really were poor tippers. They left after one song, actually. It wasn't much of a show. The performance, it tried to really get going, but there really was like no show, no customers, and what normally is a two-song set was actually cut off after one song.
Ooh.
Now, Dalen.
The plot thickens.
You tell me, What were the tips?
$27.
$27, folks. He says $27. I'm sorry.
No!
You did not win. But I have good news. Because you are a returning champion, we're going to give you a second chance because that was actually a trick question. The DJ never found out what the tips were, so we didn't even know.
Yes!
That's right. Just messing around here.
Technical win. I still got my belt on.
That's right. We're going to give you a second chance. Let's see if you can redeem yourself. Now that's better.
Double or nothing.
Yeah. Okay. The time was 2:31 p.m. Ooh. On a Monday.
Ooh.
In the audience, there was 1 to 4 people. Only one of them in the front row, and not much excitement or tips. The performance was hot for what it was. You know, slow but lively together. Always great partners, true professionals. Dalen Poland, you tell me, what were the tips? I love watching.
$42. $42.
$42. I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Oh, once again, a big loser here on Notes from a Two-Girl Sex Show DJ.
What were the tips?
The tips were, let me get to that for you here. The tips actually were a mere $17. Oh, wah. Not much.
People don't know how to fucking tip, do they?
No, you know, it was 2:31. I tell people every time, you know, a real key factor to this game, I think, is the time. And people are really, like, concentrating on maybe the performance or the audience, or they hear that word tips. But they forget that it's 2:31 p.m. on a Monday. Now, who the hell goes to a strip club at 2:31 p.m. on a Monday?
Hungry people.
Apparently, a lot of people, I found out. A lot of dirty old retirees, you know what I mean? Well, that was excellent. That was an excellent segment. I was so happy you stopped by to play. That was unbelievable timing.
I personally tipped, like, $30 during that show. So I think your notes are wrong.
Yes. Next time you go, you let me know.
Who's pocketing money? Who's pocketing money on this shift?
No names, but two lovely ladies.
I think someone was skimming money because
it was actually a jungle fever variety, so we had one lady of color and one lady of no color at all. Totally white. Bland. Totally bland. That was excellent. That was excellent. Dalen, you got anything you want to hear musically? Because we're wide open here.
Drop that funky beat, DJ.
You drop some funky beats? All right. We got a couple tunes, and coming up at 2 o'clock is our new segment we just started last week called Set 2. As I'm going into Set 2, we're going to start playing classic Set 2s. That's right, live performances from bands such as Fish, The Grateful Dead, Disco Biscuits, Allman Brothers, many more. Any band that is used to performing two-set style shows, we are going to showcase spectacular second sets. You know what I'm saying? And that is Set 2. That's coming up at 2 a.m. Keeping that Star Wars in the background. You couldn't use the Force to feel out those tips today. Yeah, you couldn't.
Shitty fucking tippers.
I tell you, those ladies,
they use the Force.
Those ladies use the Force when it comes to getting those tips.
How long was the show? How long are these shows?
Usually they do 2 songs. So if it's really rocking, they would maybe go to 3 or 4, but that has to be pretty rocking, you know? It's usually 2 songs. We had a couple on this particular day, 1 song, half a song, because there was just like no one there. It was really slow. It happens from time to time.
Well, you know? No one else has ever won, so.
No, that's
right. I am still.
You're still champion.
Champ.
Yeah, you're still
I
champion.
I am fucking the champ.
We want some funky stuff. I have been kicking it pretty funky today. had some James Brown. How about this guy? I don't know what song to play from him. Let's go with this one here. Yeah, that looks beautiful. We're gonna keep it funky with Del, the funky Homo sapien mastermind, coming at you.
Your question, man, see if you know what's up. Pick this. Who fuses the music with no illusions, producing the blueprints? Clueless automator, defy the laws of nature. Electronic monolith, throw a jam upon the disc. The futuristic looping with the quickness, hyper producing hydrogen fusion liquids. Keep your distance. Keep your
distance.
The combo so slamming, atomically reconstruct the whole canvas. His logic impressed, a hypnotic effect. Yeah, Latin patent, you could call it a gift. Manny all in the mix, nuclear physicist. Genetically tailored every bit of this stimulus.
The day the walls of the cities will crumble away, uncovering our naked souls. All start singing, shouting.
Psionically, bionically, forget how you feel. Especially formulated, the rest of you fornicated. It takes more to make this. He juggles variables, unparalleled propulsion to carry the love. Neurosurgeon, the purest virgin, conducting currents, musical Merlin. He shine like Sterling. Watch automator draw a laser of a higher intensity and instantly miss a beat, create a symphony.
Who's that?
The mastermind.
Who's that? Who's that?
The mastermind.
Who's that?
Hey, I know now.
Repeat.
Automator's on the planet Earth, and he's gonna stop the war of the world.
Now, how would he do that?
Repeat. Deltron Zero is here as well to click together for real.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. He told y'all evildoers he is truly gifted in the matters of rhythm.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Yeah, you gotta give him zap. With his infinite wisdom, you know you gotta get with him.
How's that? How'd I do?
Good job. All is well with the cosmos.
Yes, I got the port of 3030. Yeah, man.
And thanks to weeks of loving care, Beauty was nursed back to health. But it was a long time before he was quite well again. Black Beauty's speed and strength had saved Mrs. Gordon's life. But her doctor said she would have to move away to a warmer country. Everyone was very sad when the house was closed, and Black Beauty and Ginger were sent to an estate called Earlshall Park, where they drew the carriage for their new mistress. They were treated well enough, but there was one careless groom. Late one night, this groom was galloping Black Beauty home from the village over a stony road when one of the horse's shoes came off. The stones hurt the bare hoof dreadfully, but the groom whipped Black Beauty on at such speed that the horse stumbled and fell violently on both knees, sending his rider sprawling. Beauty's knees were badly bruised. Even after he had been put out to pasture for several months, his knees were still so swollen that his master could...
Hi, I'm Seth Rogen, the host of the podcast Storytime with Seth Rogen. Isn't that funny how that... I asked someone, do you have a great story? And if you do, will you come tell it on my podcast? That's the concept. Tap now to listen to Storytime right here on Pandora.
Where a man might...
I've brought up 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, okay, so is this one
it doesn't seem to be.
Okay, so this must be the. Let's try the other one.
Hello, this works. Yeah, this works. Hello, hello.
Okay, so this is the one that doesn't work.
All right, cool. Get it out of there.
Let's figure out which one it is.
So sure.
After, so...
La 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 la.
You
la, la, la,
have
la, la.
S1.
Okay, that's S1. So pull S1 down so we know.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
That is S4.
La 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 la.
S3.
Okay,
so it is 2. Is it the cable or is it the microphone itself? Okay. Sure.
These cables don't last forever. Appreciate your cables while you got them.
S2 is all the way up right now.
S2 does not work.
Check the mic. Yeah, just because something new doesn't mean it's not busted.
S2.
No S2. Not the mic, it's not the... Did you just plug the microphone into a different number? Yeah. And so let's make sure of that. That was 4 right there. Yeah, so let's see if that microphone works on 4. No S4.
S4. Okay, so it is. It's the channel. It's 2 is the problem.
Okay, so it's a hardware. You want to try 6? Let's try 6. Because 5 has tape over it. Nope. No. Breaking news that channel 2's broken.
Isn't that funny? Channel 3 and yours broken. Channel 2 up there. I don't know.
Yeah. What about SA and SB?
Those aren't plugged in right now. So the way it works is that you look at the back of the cord back here, there's all these channels plugged in. And that big cord goes from that snaky thing and comes through here
all the way through.
And it goes into here, which is where it plugs into these 4. So something's right. Happening.
S2. Did it work? I think it's working. Oh my God, it worked. Shit. That's crazy.
L-W-A.
All right, Carl, here's my new...
George Powell, too.
Any doubt about that. You and Betty have been almost inseparable since you met in Dr. Scott's refresher course.
Well, to tell you the truth, Brad, that was the only reason I showed up in the first place. I mean...
Okay, you guys, this is it. You ready?
Oh, looks like Betty's gonna throw a bouquet.
Oh, got it!
Hey, big fella.
How would you know?
Be your turn next, eh?
Who knows?
So long. See you, Brad.
See ya, sucker.
Guess we better get going now, Betty. Come on, up in.
Think about it, asshole. She got hers, now we'll
see you, Brad.
She was plain old Betty Monroe, and now she's Mrs. Ralph Hapshat.
Hapshat!
Yes, Janet, Ralph's a lucky guy.
No, he's not. She's got sick.
I always cry at weddings.
So do I, honey.
Everyone knows that Betty's a wonderful little cook.
Yes.
Ralph himself, he'll be in line for a promotion in a year or two.
Yes.
Hey, Janet.
Sit on my face and wiggle.
I've got something to say.
Say it.
I really love the... skillful way.
What a fucking genius.
You beat the other girls. The bride's bouquet.
Thank you.
deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet.
I love you.
The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
There's a fire in my heart, and you fed it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet. I love you. Here's the ring to prove that I love your girl. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre. J-A-N-E-T, I love you.
Dr. Everett
Scott.
It's true. There were dark
forms. Describe your balls.
Heavy, black, and pendulous.
Is it true you're also gay?
It's true also that the spare tire they were carrying was badly in need of some air.
Being
normal kids on a night out, well, they were not going to let a storm spoil the events of their evening.
Certainly not.
On a night out.
Come a little bit closer, Chucky.
It was a night out. They were going to remember.
For how long?
A very long time.
What a fucking trip. Hey, Dick, have you ever
leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body.
You call that a body?
But as president,
you call that
I must put the interests of America first.
What does America need, Dick?
America needs a full-time president.
What else?
And a full-time Congress. Particularly at this time, with problems we face.
Gosh, that's the third motorcycle since passed us. Sure to take their lives in their hands, but with the weather on.
Yes, Janet, life's pretty cheap to that type.
Take that
type! Absorb the time and attention of both the president and the Congress.
What's the matter, Bethel?
We must have taken the wrong fork a few miles back.
But then where did that motorcyclist come from?
Well, I guess we'll just have to turn back.
Continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal.
What was the bang?
Unless it's a blowout.
Absorb the time and attention.
Damn it! I knew I should have gotten that spare tire fixed.
Asshole!
Well, you just stay here and keep warm, and I'll go for help.
Wherever you go, we're in the middle of nowhere.
The great issues of peace abroad and prosperity.
Plus, wife and sells hamburgers.
Didn't we pass a castle back down the road a few miles? Maybe they have a telephone I could use.
I'm going with you.
Oh, no, darling, there's no sense in both of us getting wet.
I'm coming with you. Besides, darling, the owner of that phone might be a beautiful woman, and you might never come back again.